Brothers and sisters,
刚才我们所唱的诗歌实在是我们的祷告。
The hymn that we just sang truly is our prayer.
是的，我们都愿意要更像我们的主。
Yes, we all desire to be more like our Lord.
也像我们弟兄交通的，这不是靠着我们用力，我们自己定义，我们就用自己的意志要来像主。
It is like what our brother already shared. It is not by our determination, not by our will. It is not by our striving that we can be like him.
而是把我们自己让在主的手中，完全来顺服主，让主的生命来代替我们的生命。
But that we may surrender ourselves completely in the Lord's hand, so that His life can lead us.
这样我们才能够从活在生命的里面，能够活出主的生命。
So in life, we can live out the life of the Lord.
我们要读几处的圣经。
We'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
请我们一起打开《哥林多前书》十五章四十五节。
Let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
哥林多前书十五章四十五节。
1 Corinthians 15:45.
呀，我先念，然后我们弟兄念英文。经上也是这样记着说：首先的亚当成了有灵的活人，或做活的魂。末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So also as it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三到二十四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三二十四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23 and 24.
早早我们先一起用中文念一次，然后等一下可以用英文念。
When we find it, we can read it together in Chinese first and then together in English.
好，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Together in English. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he will also bring it to pass.
然后我们要读彼得前书一章九节。
And then 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
这是我们在夏令会斯宾弟兄给我们的交通。
And this is the message that we heard during the summer conference.
好，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
约翰三书一章一节到二节。
3rd John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样，或者正如你的魂兴盛一样。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health.Just as your soul prospers.
最后我们要读约翰一书三章二节三节。
And lastly, we'll read 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 and 3.
好，早早我们请用中文一起来读。
Again, when we find it, we can read it together in Chinese and then English.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not been appeared as yet what we will be, but we know when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself.Just as he is pure.
好，我们现在有点祷告。主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，我们现在是你的儿女。
We are now your children.
我们相信你，接受你的人，主啊，你就把你的生命放在我们里面。
We truly believe whoever accepted you as Savior, you have already placed your life in us.
我们知道你的生命要在我们里面长大，好叫我们更多来像你。
Lord, we know your life will grow in us so that we can be more like you.
等我们将来见你的时候，我们就要完全的像你。
Lord, until one day when we see you face to face, we will be completely made to be into your image.
我们求你早晨再对我们的心说话。
Lord, may you again speak to our hearts this morning.
叫我们真是愿意敞开我们的心，主啊，让你来做我们的主。
So that we will be willing to open our hearts, that you may be our Lord.
让我们主的身体、灵魂，主都能够借着圣灵的工作，主带我们全然成圣。
Lord, so that you can sanctify our whole body, soul, and spirit by the work of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们向你承认，是的，现在我们还何等不像你。
Lord, we do confess how we're not like you right now.
主啊，但是你说，主凡那招我们的是信实的，主你必要成就这事。
But you promised the one who calls us is faithful, and he will bring it to pass.
我们就愿意把自己和同伴一同让在主的手中，愿你荣耀的工作做成在你教会的当中。
Lord, so that we want to surrender ourselves and all our companions into your hands, that your glorious work can be complete in your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen. 时间过得很快。
Time truly flies.
夏令会呢已经是三个礼拜以前的事。
And summer conference has already been 3 weeks. It's already been 3 weeks since the summer conference.
我们感谢主，在夏令会里面借着孙弟兄借着Kenny Pittman 弟兄对我们说话。
And we thank the Lord for speaking to us through Brother Godwin's son and Kenny Pittman.
夏令会完以后，我们有一个很好的交通聚会。
And we had a really good fellowship sharing meeting after the conference.
我们听见许多弟兄姐妹把他们的得着来分享。
And we heard many sharings from brothers and sisters what they have learned and gained from the conference.
然后上周我们有姚刚弟兄和张石桥弟兄也跟我们来分享夏令会的信息。
And last week, Brother Yao Gang and Brother Michael also shared with us the messages they received from the conference.
我们感谢主，神，我们的神是说话的神。
And we thank the Lord. Our Lord is a God who speaks.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
And His word is life and its spirit.
未来他的话是带着能力的。
And His life comes out with power.
那我想问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask you a question.
三个礼拜以来，我们的生命有点改变吗？
Has our life changed since 3 weeks ago?
我们是不是更像主一点呢？
Are we a little more like him?
还是说这些只是停留在我们的头脑里面呢？
Or these messages only remained in our head?
但愿我们每个人都能够说，我们愿意来接受主的话，在我们的生活里面。
We truly desire for each one to say that we want to receive his word in our life.
在我们天天的生活的里面，我们来经历他话的信实。
In our daily life, we can experience the faithfulness of His word.
我们知道孙弟兄他很重的负担，就是讲到说信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
We know Brother Godwin has this deep burden for this one verse. The outcome of your faith is the salvation of your soul.
魂得救，灵才能够释放。
The saving of your soul will release the freedom of your spirit.
然后我们的灵呢，就会更多的向主，我们人的灵呢，就会有好的品质，然后可以来被主使用。
And our spirit will be more like His, and that we can be a vessel fit for His use.
我们知道魂是神和魔鬼的战场。
And we know our soul is the battle place for the enemy.
天天呢，住在我们的魂里面。神跟仇敌在打仗。
And in our soul is a battle place between God and the enemy, and there's a warfare going on every day.
那问题是我们要站在哪一边呢？
But the question is, on which side do we stand?
我们若站在神这边，神就得胜。
If we stand on God's side, then we'll experience victory from Him.
我们如果要听从魔鬼的话，那魔鬼就得胜。
But if we heed ourselves and listen to the enemy, then the enemy will win.
但是我们知道，我们知道神，刚才我们读的在帖撒罗尼迦前书的圣经，他愿意我们身子与我们的灵与魂与身子都蒙保守。
But what we just read from Thessalonians, he prayed that our spirit and soul and body may be preserved completely.
可以全然的成圣，在主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
That we can be sanctified entirely, that we will be blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后等到主来的时候，我们见他，我们就要像他。
Until he comes, when we see him, we shall be like him.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
And that is a glorious hope that we have.
下面我们就愿意从几方面我们一起来来思想这个全然能够成圣。
So we want to consider this matter of being sanctified entirely from a few aspects.
首先我们来看人的堕落跟神的救赎。
First we want to see the fall of man and also the corruption of man and also the redemption of the Lord.
在1922年有一位姐妹叫 Mary McDonough 她写了一本小书叫《神救赎的计划》。
And in 1922, there is a sister called Mary McDonough, and she wrote a small booklet called The God's Plan of Redemption.
对于人的堕落跟神的救赎，她给我们有很简单、很清楚的说明。
So she illustrated very simply.The fallen, the corruption of man, and also the redemption of God.
那这本书在网上都有，都可以找得到。
And this book is freely published on the internet, and you can find it pretty easily.
所以如果弟兄姐妹还没有读过的，哎，我们请弟兄姐妹可以在暑假的时候能够找时间来读。
So if you haven't read this book, I hope you can spend some time during the summer and read it.
特别是我们在做有一些初中生
，especially the middle school students here among us。
我想你们暑假很长，对不对
？You have a long summer。
啊，我想一定可以把这本书读完。
And I'm sure you can spend some time and finish reading the book。
那这本书呢，有一个很特别的地方。
And there is something special about the book。
就是它有一些图呢，很清楚的把神的救赎的计划能够跟我们说明。
Is that it provided some illustrations that that showed God's redemption very clearly.
那下面我就愿意用这个幻灯，我们也一起来看一下哈。这个就是根据这本书它的一些图画，那我把它做成一个幻灯。
And perhaps we can take a look in with these PowerPoint. I have taken the figures from the book into the PowerPoint.
好，我想问大家这看到的是什么
？First, I want to ask you, what did you see on the projector?
是什么？怎么都不敢讲，很简单哈，就是一个
，It's very simple, right?
大圆圈
，It's just a big circle.
这圆圈呢是一个金色的圆圈
，It's a circle in the color of gold.
OK, 这个啊就是一个金的颜色的一个圆圈
，It's a gold colored circle.
你知道圆圈就是没有始没有终的
，Being a circle, it has no beginning or an end.
就代表神
，And it represented God.
金色。这个金呢，就是代表神的性情。
And the color gold always represented the characters of God.
神的性格里面呢，特别在圣经里面有很多的这个讲会幕，然后建圣殿啊，都是要用金子来做的。
If you read through the Old Testament, many things in the Old Testament, from the temple to the tabernacle, are all covered with gold.
那这个，所以这个大圆圈呢，就代表神。
So this big circle represented God.
神是灵
，and the book says God is the spirit.
接下来，等一下啊，下一个 ，next， 哦、，OK， 然后我们知道神就用他造了天地以后呢，他就造人。
And after the Lord created heaven and earth, He created man.
在人里面最深的一部分呢是灵。
And the deepest part of man, the Lord created the spirit.
Yeah. 然后外面呢，就是在外面一点是魂。
And then outside of the spirit, there is the soul of man.
Okay. 回去 back. 然后呢，最外面就是体。
And the outside of the soul, we have our body.
圣经告诉我们，神用地上的尘土造人。
And the Bible tells us the Lord created man out of dust of the earth.
然后呢？他就吹气， 在人的里面，他就成了一个活的魂。
And the Bible tells us the Lord blew into the nostrils of men, and he became a living soul.
中文的翻译不是很准确啊，中文说成了有灵的活人，事实上是活的魂。
And the Chinese translated into he became a living man. Actually, the English says a living soul, a soul that has life.
那这个活的魂呢，就其实就包括两部分。
So this living soul had two parts of it.
第一方面呢，就是讲到人的魂。
First talks about the soul of man.
第二方面呢，讲到这个人的灵。
And secondly, it talks about the spirit within the soul.
人的里面，除了身体我们都知道以外呢，人的里面有两个部分，一个就是魂，那更深处的就是灵。
And besides the body that we already know of, we have our soul within us, and within our soul, we have the spirit that God has placed.
我们有时候没有很仔细的话，没有很准确的话，就很容易把灵魂就混在一起。
And if we're not careful, it's easy to confuse the two, or put them together as soul and spirit.
有时候呢，我们会讲到心。
And sometimes we talk about our heart.
这个心呢，就介乎灵跟魂的中间。
And the heart seems to be between the soul and the spirit.
但是我们知道灵和魂是有分别的。
But we do know there is a distinction between the soul and the spirit.
好，我们现在看到人有三部分。
So then we see the three parts that made up a man.
就是灵、魂、身体。
That is the spirit and the soul and the body.
那这个灵呢，就是我们的良心、我们的直觉、交通。
And our spirit has our conscience, our instinct, and a fellowship.
这交通就是跟神的交通。
That fellowship is a fellowship with God.
魂呢，就是我们的心思或者是思想、情感、意志。
And inside our soul, we have our mind, our emotions, and our will.
灵呢是神觉的所在
，and spirit is a consciousness towards God.
我们这个灵哈，在我们里面，让我们来认识神。
And it is within our spirit we become aware of who God is.
箴言说，人的灵是耶和华的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
In Proverbs it says, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts.
所以大家看这个最里面的这个圆圈就是我们的灵。
So the inside circle represents the innermost parts of our being, that is our spirit.
那这个灵呢，圣经上讲说是神的灯。
And the Bible says it is the lamp of God.
意思就是说，神呢，他把他的心思呢，他把他的想法，神把神的自己的性，他自己的意思呢，就像一个灯一样呢，就点在我们人的灵的里面。
It means that he placed his thoughts, his purposes inside of us as if he lit up a lamp.
所以我们知道这个灯的功用就是能够照明。
And we know the purpose of a lamp is so that it can shine with light.
所以当神的意思呢，在我们的里面，我们如果能够接受它呢，那这个灵的就是神的灯呢，它就照亮了我们的全人。可以，因为从最深处能够照出来，照亮我们的心，照亮我们的魂，照亮我们的全人。
So、as the Lord places His thought in us, and if we can accept His will and His thoughts, then it will become a lamp that can shine from inside out throughout our whole being.
所以我们记得主耶稣在福音书上说：“眼睛是全身的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。”你的里头的光若黑暗的，那黑暗是何等的大呢
？Remember what the Lord said in the Gospel books that the eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light that is in you is darkness, then how great is that darkness?
好，所以我们再复习一下。
So let us review it one more time.
灵是神。觉的所在
So the spirit within us is the awareness of God.
所以圣经上说神是灵，所以敬拜他的呢，要用心灵或者用灵和诚实来拜他。
That's why the Bible says, God is a spirit. If anyone worships him, must worship him in spirit and in truth.
好，然后接下来就是魂哈。
And the second part is our soul.
能不能再打回那个有字的？对。再下一个，好，谢谢。 所以中间的那一部分呢，就是我们的魂。
So the middle part, the middle circle is our soul.
魂是我们自觉的所在。
Our soul is the awareness of ourself.
就是我们自己会觉得自己这个人呢，这样的功能呢，就在我们的魂的里面。
That you have become conscious of yourself, and that's the function of our soul.
有人比较刚强，有人比较软弱。
Some people might be strong, some people are weak.
那也有人比较理性，有人比较感情化。
Some people are more reasonable, some people are more emotional.
有些人呢，他就是比较聪明，有些人就比较迟钝一点。
Perhaps some people are more clever, some people are slower.
那像我的姊妹脾气比较好，我的性子比较急。
Like my wife, it's more, her temperament is much better, and I like to rush things.
Yeah. 对，然后有人呢，他。自我感觉很良好，不管发生的事情都觉得很好，比较乐观。
Some people are very optimistic and they're very confident of themselves.
那有人呢就比较悲观，有人呢就是说考试呢就是考了很好，他才觉得说哎呀我可能要这个被当掉了。
And some people are more pessimistic, even if they have a really good score on the exam, they might still feel that they're failing.
所以这个部分呢，就是我们这个人哈，这个人的部分呢，这个自我感觉部分就是我们的魂。
So this part of a man that is being conscious of ourself, that is within our soul.
好，那最外面呢，就是我们的体。
And outside of that is our body.
所以体呢，是我们知觉的所在。
And that is our consciousness of the surroundings.
Sensual.
Our senses.
我们知道人有五官哈。
And we know we all have our five senses.
那我们会能够看，能够听，能够闻，有味觉，还有触觉。
Our sight, our hearing, our smell, our touch, and our taste.
人呢都会吃，会喝，会说，会唱，会跑，会跳。
And we all know how to eat and drink and to run or jump.
这些都是体的表现。
And this is all the expression of our body.
所以神造人的时候呢？他就给我们人造了灵魂和身体三个部分。
So when the Lord created us, He created these three parts: our spirit, our soul, and our body.
当人被造的时候，像现在这个图表一样哈，就是图像一样，就是一个像一张白纸一样。
So just like we have seen right here, when we were created in the beginning, we were just like a blank piece of paper.
是无罪的。
And we were sinless.
他让我们呢，有条件可以来向主，可是我们还不是还没有向主向神。
It's a blank piece of paper that's able to be made to be like him, yet nothing has been made yet.
那我们记得在创世纪第二章呢，神就在园子的当中放了两棵树，一棵叫生命树，一棵叫分别善恶的树。
So if we remember in Genesis chapter 2, the Lord planted two trees in the garden besides all the other trees. One is a tree of life, the other is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那圣经上说，所有园子中间所有的树的果子都可以吃，只有一棵树的果子不能吃。
And the Lord says, you can eat from the fruit of all the trees in the garden except these two. Except these two trees.Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat.
那意思就是说，生命树的果子是可以吃的。
Meaning you can eat from the tree of life.
可是神给人自由意志呢，他不来强迫人。
But the Lord has given man a free will, and He did not force them to eat anything.
神的意思呢，就是说他愿意人来拣选生命。
The Lord, His desire is so that they can choose life.
如果人吃了这个生命树的果子，会怎么样呢
？And what would they?What would happen if they had eaten the tree of life?
就是像现在这个图画上看到的。
That you will see, as the figure shows.
现在呢，已经不再是一张白纸了。
That it will no longer be a blank piece of paper.
而是我们的灵呢，人的灵就有神的灵，神的生命进到我们的里面。
Through the tree of life, God's spirit will enter into our spirit.
然后这个生命呢，就从这个里面。开始进到慢慢影响到外面。
That the life of God will start to influence our being from the inside out.
所以你看，现在第二圈也是像有神的性情。
And then the second circle will become influenced to be like Him.
所以我们的魂也可以来受灵的管制呢，然后可以来像神。
And under the power of the Spirit, our soul will become like God.
然后最后呢，我们的体，我们的外面这个身体也可以来像神。
And lastly, our body will also be like God.
那这是神原初的心意。
And that was the original purpose that God had.
这就是灵与魂与身子都能够蒙保守，可以来全然成圣。
Which is what it meant that your body, your soul, and spirit will be preserved completely, and you will be sanctified wholly.
这就是孙弟兄讲的一个正常的人。
And that was what Gawen Sun shared about being a normal man.
是一个健康的人。
It is a healthy one.
就是我们的灵呢，是从神得来的这个生命，然后呢，灵被神得着，然后魂能够也被神得着，然后这身体也能够被神得着。
And that we will receive life from the Spirit of God inside of our spirit, and that our soul will also be laid hold of by the Lord and also our body.
亚当失败了。
But sadly, through the fall of Adam,
然后呢，他就吃了这分别善恶树上的果。
And he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神说，你吃的日子就必定死。
And the Lord says, the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
就是像刚这个图上，给我们看到的，就是中间这个灵呢，就昏暗了。
And as you see in the figure that you can find in the book, that the day he ate of it, his spirit became darkened.
罪有一个人就进到世界里面，死又是从罪而来。
And sin has entered into the world through one man, and death through sin.
然后灵死了呢，跟神的交通就断绝，这个灯呢，人里面的神的灯就熄灭了。
And as his spirit died,the fellowship between man and God had broken, and that lamp that God has placed in them became dark.
结果人呢，就离开了神。圣经上讲说，人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And that's so from there, man departed from God, and God even said that the wickedness of man is great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart is only evil continually.
所以人的灵死了，人的魂生病了。
So from the death of the spirit, the soul of a man becomes sick.
然后接下来呢，人的身体呢，人的肉体就败坏了。
And following that, the body of a man become corrupt.
圣经上讲说，神任凭他们的心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。
In Romans, God said, God gave them over to the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that the body would become dishonored among them.
因为人最深处的这个生命呢，跟神隔绝了。所以心里就刚硬。
Because of the separation from the innermost part of our being, so our heart become calloused.
这个魂呢，现在就来掌管这个己呢，就是变成最大的。
And then our soul became, or our self became, the ruler of our life.
结果就是放纵私欲，然后结果呢，就是带进身体的败坏。
And as a result, we indulge in our own lusts and brought in the corruption of our body.
我们知道生命树的果子是灵的食物。
And we know the fruit from the tree of life is fruit to the spirit.
但是呢，这个分别善恶树上果子呢是魂的食物。
But the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil is food to our souls.
所以很可惜的，亚当没有来拣选生命。
So regretfully, Adam did not choose life.
结果呢，变成整个次序就颠倒了。
So as a result, the whole order became upside down.
最后，现在人的结局就是体来管理魂，魂来管理灵。
And as a result, as of right now, man's body controls the soul, and the soul controls the spirit.
那这就是现在这个世界上人类一切乱象的根源。
And that is the source and the reason for all the chaos that we see in our human society.
好，我们这个幻灯先停在这里。
And then we can pause these PowerPoint figures.
好，下面我们讲到要进到第二部分。
So then we talk about the second part.
我们来看一个圣经上讲一个属肉体的人。
Then we can see from an example in the Bible, a man who lives in the flesh.
我们可以从他身上，我们来学一点，让我们来有得到教训。
That we can learn some lessons from this man.
我们知道在士师的时候呢，神兴起一个非常有能力的士师叫参孙。
During the time of judges, the Lord rose up a great powerful judge called Samson.
参孙呢是一个力气非常大的人，到今天呢可能没有一个人力气比他大。
And he is a man of great strength. Even till today, perhaps no one is stronger than him.
他还没有出生的时候，就有天使来预言说，这个参孙呢，他生下来一怀胎一出生就要归神做拿细耳人。
Even before he was born, an angel appeared to his mother, saying, that he shall be a Nazarite to the Lord from the womb.
拿细耳人是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be a Nazarite?
就是归耶和华为圣的人。
That is a man who is holy to the Lord.
神是圣洁的，他愿意我们人也能够圣洁。
God is holy, and he desires for men to be separated and to be holy like him.
所以参孙呢？他一生下来，神的意思是要让他做一个归耶和华为圣的人。
So the Lord's desire for Samson is that he will be one that's separated to him and holy unto him.
可惜，我们读圣经，我们就知道参孙是完全相反的。
But if you have read the Bible, then you know he turned out to be completely different.
他是一个放荡的人，他是一个没有受管制的，他是一个他身体爱做什么他就做什么的人。
He became someone who is indulgent, and he will do whatever his body desires of, and he had no self-discipline.
他看见一个非利士的女子，他就喜欢她，他就说，他对他父母说，你们给我帮她娶来为妻。
And one time he saw a Philistine woman, and he fell in love, and he told his parents, bring that woman to me to wife.
以色列人不应该跟外邦人来通婚的。
And as Israelites, they should not have intermarriage with other tribes.
可是他喜欢这个女子呢，他就要跟她结婚。
But because he fell in love with this woman and he wanted to marry this Philistine woman.
然后呢，我们知道后来他出了一个谜语，然后非利士人不能够回答，所以他的妻子就天天催逼他。
If you remember, he during the wedding he gave a riddle.And the Philistines cannot answer him, so they asked his wife to nag him day after day.
后来参孙就发怒。
And afterward, Samson became angry.
后来参孙就用那个后来再过一段时间，参孙用驴腮骨呢击杀了1000个人。
And after that, he used a jawbone of a donkey to kill 1,000 men.
然后后来参孙口渴的时候，他就说，你借着仆人手施行这么大的拯救，你怎么可以让我渴死，导致饥渴，因为非常渴而死掉，然后落在没有受割礼的人手中呢
？And after he killed 1,000 men, he became very thirsty, and he called to the Lord, says, "You have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant, and now I should die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised."
所以他一口渴，他就活不了了。
So as soon as he became thirsty physically, he said, I cannot live on.
他是一个属肉体的人。
And that he is one that's living in his flesh.
那参孙这一生呢，他就是他想做什么就做什么。
And his whole life, he did whatever he desired of.
他随着他的情欲来做事。
And he followed the indulgence of his flesh.
他有一次就是看见一些妓女就与他亲近。
And one time he saw a harlot and he drew near to her.
就会非利士人他要来围加萨人围绕他要来抓他。
And the people of Gaza surrounded him or trying to capture him.
但是三孙睡到半夜呢，他醒来，他就将城的门扇、门框、门栓一起拆下来扛在肩上，就扛到希伯伦的山顶上。
And then he slept until midnight, and then at midnight he rose up. He took the doors of the city gate and with the two posts and pulled them together with the bars, and he carried it to Hebron.
你看这个门哈，应该在门的里面就很安全。
And if he's inside of the gate, then he should be safe.
就是这些加萨人围绕他的时候呢，他就想说，哎，这个人被困在这里面，一定逃不了了。
And the enemy surrounding him, thinking that have laid siege of this city, then he surely cannot escape.
但他力气很大，他把门整个拆下来就背起来就跑了。这门根本没办法拘禁他。
But he was so strong that he took the whole city gate with the posts and took to the top of the mountain and ran away.
好像没有人能够来辖管他。
And even the city gates seems like no one can control him.
我们知道参孙最后一次失败是因为一个女人叫大利拉。
And we know that his last failure is because of this woman called Delilah.
又是一个外邦的女子。
Again, it was a foreign woman.
然后呢，又是天天用话来催逼他。
And again, she nagged him with words day after day.
所以呢，参孙呢，他就把一切心里面的秘密就跟这个大利拉讲。
At the end, he couldn't stand it anymore, so he told all the secrets of his heart to Delilah.
所以当仇敌把他头发都剃掉以后呢，他的力气就离开他。
So when the enemy came in and shaved his head, the strength left him.
圣经上讲说，非利士人将他拿住，挽了他的眼睛，带他到加萨，用铜链拘锁他，他就在监里推磨。
And then the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. They brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze chains, and he became a grinder in the prison.
一个何等可怜的光景！
And he fell into such a pitiful state.
他的眼睛被挖掉。
And his eyes were gouged out.
眼睛就是身上的灯。
And the Lord says, your eyes is the lamp in your body.
参孙就是一个这样属肉体的人，以至于一个结果呢？甚至他的灵呢，他里面的这个灯呢，都昏暗了。
He is such a man that lived in his flesh to the end that the lamp of his body became dark.
但是我们感谢主，参孙他外面的眼睛虽然没有了，但他里面灵的眼睛却开了。
We thank the Lord, even though his physical eyes was gouged, yet through that his inner eye was opened.
当他悔改，当他跟神祷告，神就让他的力量。再回来。
And as he repented and prayed to the Lord, his hair began to grow and his strength returned to him.
所以圣经上最后讲说，他死的时候呢，他杀的人比他活着的时候更多。
That's why the Bible recorded when he died, he killed more enemies than when he was alive combined.
所以参孙是一个完全被肉体所控制的。
So we see Samson as a man completely living in his flesh.
然后呢，最后的结局何等的悲惨。
As a result, his end was pitiful.
所以愿我们都不要我们的体，我们不要做一个被肉体所控制的人。
So let us learn not to be one who is controlled by the lust of our flesh.
不要放纵自己的情欲。
Do not be indulgent with our lusts.
Yeah, 那这样子，我们可以让神啊、可以在我们的里面，让我们的灵，就是我们身体的那个里面的眼睛，神的灯可以明亮。
So that the inner eye of our body, of our life, and the lamp of God may shine brightly.
好，那我们现在要进到下一个人。
So then we can see the next example.
一个属魂的人。
A one who's living in his soul.
这也是大家非常熟悉的人。
And also a character that you know very well.
是扫罗。
That is King Saul.
扫罗呢，圣经上第一次提到他的时候呢。就说他又健壮又俊美，在以色列人中没有一个人比他的身体比众民高过一个头。
The first time Bible mentioned Saul, he said he was a handsome man. There was no one more handsome than him, and he is a shoulder taller than any other people.
然后呢，他刚开始的时候他也非常的谦卑。
And in the beginning, he was very humble.
他说：“我不是以色列支派中最小的便雅悯人吗？我的家不是便雅悯支派中最小的家吗
？”He said, "Am I not a Benjamite, a smallest of the tribe of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin?"
所以扫罗刚开始的时候呢，哎，他是还不错，他的身体好像也很强壮，他的灵好像也很柔软。
So you see, in the beginning, he seemed pretty good. He had a strong body, and his soul seems to be very tender and soft.
甚至有一次呢，神的灵还感动他，他就在像先知一样受感说话。
Even one time after he was anointed, the spirit of God fell upon him, and he prophesied among the prophets.
圣经上讲说，神就给他一个新心。
And the Bible says the Lord gave him a new heart.
所以扫罗有个很好的开始。
And so he had a good beginning.
可惜呢，他是一个属魂的人。
But sadly, he is one who's living in his soul.
魂是什么呢
？What is his soul?
就是思想、情感、意志。
That is his mind, his emotions, and his will.
他想到的一切都是为着自己。
And he did everything for himself.
所以呢，他就慢慢的就离开了神。
And gradually he left.The Spirit of God.
所以我们知道有一次撒母耳叫他等七天才能够献祭，等到撒母耳来再献祭。
And if you remember one time, Samuel asked Saul to wait for him for 7 days before offering a sacrifice.
那时候非利士人围绕着以色列人，人数非常的众多，所以这个扫罗呢他就非常的担心。
And at that time, Philistines assembled to fight against the Israelites with a great number of armies. And so Saul was very worried.
所以扫罗没有等到这个撒母耳来，他就自己勉强就献祭。
So Saul, he couldn't wait for Samuel to show up, so he forced himself to offer the sacrifice.
这就是一个没有信心的人的表现。
And this is a man who did not have faith.
是我们若在自己的里面，我们所看见的就是环境。
And if we're living in ourselves, then all we can see is the environment around us.
我们就没有办法来等候神。
And we cannot wait for God.
我们没有办法照神的话来生活。
And we cannot live according to the word of God.
我们记得彼得前书的话吗？信心的果效是什么？
If you remember what we read in 1 Peter.
就是魂的救恩，对不对？
The salvation, the outcome of your faith is the salvation of your souls.
如果说我们没有信心的话，我们的魂就没有办法来得救。
And if we have no faith, then there will be no salvation of the souls.
为什么呢？因为我们没有信心的话，那一切就是靠自己。
Because if we have no faith in God, then all we can rely on is ourselves.
我们这个人没有被对付。
And that we ourselves cannot be dealt with.
我们想做什么就做什么。
And we will do whatever we desire to.
我们也没有来学习听神的话，来顺从听神的声音。
And then we cannot learn to listen to God's word and to heed His words.
所以扫罗他就做了这件事情，神就说，你若没有遵守我的命令呢，所以他就没有办法来建立他的王位。
And so because Saul did this rashly, and so Samuel says, you have acted foolishly, and God will not establish your kingdom over Israel.
那扫罗后来还犯了一次很严重的错误。
And afterward, he committed another great mistake.
那时候。以色列人跟亚玛利人征战。
At the time, the Israelites were fighting against the Amalekites.
神很清楚地吩咐扫罗说，要灭尽他们所有的，不要按息他们，不管是人，不管是牲畜，都要杀死。
And the Lord was very clear in giving the commandment that go and strike down Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has. Do not spare any of them.
但是呢，扫罗他。是一个属魂的人
，But Saul being living in his soul，
他没有听这个灵里面的声音
，He did not hear the voice in his spirit。
他就把那个亚玛利王亚甲，还有把一些上好的牲畜都留下来了。
So he took the king of Amalekites Agag a captive alive, and he kept all the best sheep and oxen and the lamb。
撒母耳就说。耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
That's why Samuel told him, Has the Lord as much delight in the burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed better than the fat of rams.
我们知道，当撒母耳来。见到扫罗的时候呢，他指出扫罗的错。
And we know when Samuel came to Saul and pointed out his mistakes.
那扫罗就说：“哎呀，那个我把最好的牛羊留下来，要给耶和华献祭。”
But Saul says, "My reason was that I want to keep the best of the sheep as a sacrifice and as an offering to the Lord."
神的话说：“听命胜于献祭。”
But the Lord says, "It is better to obey than sacrifice."
哦，一个属魂的人呢，常常就是会来解释说他为什么要做这些事情，他没有来听神的话，但是呢，又常常会来觉得自己有理。
A person who is living in his soul will always find excuses for himself, even though he disobeyed the word of the Lord, but he's still finding reasons to explain himself.
我们在生活里面呢，是不是常常有这样的情形呢？我们都觉得我们很有理。
Are we always like this in our lives also? We always feel that we are right and there is a reason for us to do what we do.
如果我们没有听神的声音呢，我们就会给自己找理由。
And if we have not heard the voice of the Lord, then we will always find excuses for ourselves.
结果扫罗呢，他经常讲说，他厌弃耶和华的命令，所以呢，耶和华也厌弃他作王。
But the Bible describes Saul as man who rejected the word of God, and therefore the Lord has rejected him from being king over Israel.
后来扫罗还对撒母耳讲了一句话，很有意思。
And then Saul said something interesting to Samuel after all this.
扫罗说：“我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列面前抬举我，同我回去， 我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
He said, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel, and go back with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
所以，虽然他自己知道有罪，虽然他知道神审判他，但是呢，他还要求撒母耳在百姓的面前呢抬举他。
And so we see Saul, even though he knew he had sinned, even though he knew that God has judged him, he still asked Samuel to go back with him and to lift up his face and honor him.
就是一个属魂的人。
So this is a person who really lived in his soul.
他说我要敬拜耶和华你的神，就是撒母耳的神。
He says, I want to worship the Lord your God, Samuel's God.
所以神不是扫罗的神。
And so he did not even call the Lord his God.
所以这是一个属魂的人。
And this is a man who's living in his soul.
所以我们刚才看见有两个人，一个是属体的，一个是属魂的。
So we see these two people, one living in his flesh, the other one living in his soul.
这两个人呢，就代表世界上绝大部分的人。
And they became representatives to most of the people we see in this world.
为什么呢？因为这世界告诉我们说，你身体你要好好的享受。
Because the world tells us that you need to really enjoy yourself.
吃呢是最好的。
Eat the best food.
穿要穿名牌。
And wear the best clothes.
开呢开最名贵的车。
And drive the best cars.
那住最大的房子，这样你就会快乐。
And live in the biggest house, and then you'll be happy.
大概在几个月前呢，我读到了一个新闻。
And a couple months ago, I read this piece of news.
就是在中国湖南的地方呢。他们发现有一个人啊，大概四十几岁呢，他就躺在铁轨上。
There was this man in Hunan, China. He was about 40 years old, and that he was trying to commit suicide on the rail track, the train track.
他就等着火车开过把他压死。
And he was waiting for the train to come over and to run him over.
那人家看见呢，他就赶快把他救起来。
And so being seen by others, they rescued him and took him off the train track.
还好这个火车还没有来。
And before the train arrived.
就一救起来呢，发现这个人呢，从头到脚啊，全身都是名牌。
And once they found him, they saw this guy, he was covered in name brand clothes from head to toe.
原来这个人呢，他其实原来是一个建筑工人。
And he was actually just a construction worker.
就是做泥水的。
And he was a concrete mixer.
但是两年以前呢，他买彩券呢，中了500万的大奖。
But 2 years ago, he won the lottery for $5 million.
他就去享受他的人生。
And he went out to indulge and enjoy his life.
他不但把这个500万都花光了。
Not only he spent all the $5 million that he got.
他就染上了毒瘾。
And he became addicted to drugs.
他跟他的妻子离婚，他妻子也不要他。
And he had a divorce with his wife.
然后呢，他还欠下了巨额的债务。
And he even took up a huge amount of debt.
这就是一个属肉体属魂的人的一个下场。
And we see a man who's living in his flesh, indulging in the flesh.
我想年轻人哈，你们我不晓得你们心里面想的是什么。
So I don't know especially for young people, what's in your thought and in your future.
我想对于年轻的男生呢，我知道可能全世界最重要的事情就是玩游戏。
Especially for younger boys nowadays, I think the most important thing for them is to play games.
你只要玩游戏就快乐。
As long as they're playing games, they're happy.
如果呢，爸爸妈妈叫你不能玩，你就很不高兴。
And if your parents tell you that you cannot play games anymore, then you will be very angry.
那我想我们这些稍微长大一点呢，以前也玩过游戏的。
I'm sure all of us who are a little older, we have played games in our youth.
我叫 Stephen 跟 Solomon 坐在这边。
We see Stephen and Solomon sitting in the front row.
他们，你们以前玩过游戏吗？
Have you guys played games before?
现在还玩吗？
Or do you still play today?
我想到我这个年纪已经不玩了。
Until you get to my age, I no longer play these video games.
但是呢，你在那个时候就觉得说，生命里面没有这个就不行的。
But when we were young, we would think these video games is our life. Without it, we cannot live on.
就像三顺一样，说我渴了，我要死了，不行了。
Just like Samson, I'm thirsty, I'm about to die.
那我不晓得女孩子喜欢什么。
I don't know what the girls like.
也许是名牌啊。
Perhaps it's clothes.
但我希望刚才听了这个故事以后，就不要再追求名牌。
And I hope the story will teach you a lesson that you don't need to pursue after name brand clothes.
也许是逛街。
Or maybe shopping, or
也许是看一些电影或看一些这个 一些电视或者一些电视剧
soap operas on TV or movies，
这些是的，是可以满足我们的体，满足我们的魂。
Yes, these can satisfy our body for a time or our soul。
可是最后，如果是体来控制魂，魂来控制灵的话呢，就是一个生病的人。
But if our body continue to control our life and our soul continue to control our spirit, then we're a man who is sick.
最后呢，就是灭亡。
And the result is the utter corruption of our body.
我不晓得大家读过多少这样的例子。
I don't know how many examples as such you have read already.
这样的新闻哈，就是不管在中国，不管在美国或在其他地方呢，在美国有很多的富二代。
And there are news like this everywhere, from China, from America. There are many people that are rich, or a second generation who are rich. And they will drive the best cars. Even some race cars that I haven't even heard the name of.
但是呢，这个为什么会上新闻呢？就是因为车祸，人就死了。
Why have I heard of them is because they ran into car accidents and their lives no more.
所以这些外面的事情，这些肉体和肉体的情欲呢，带给人的就是死亡。
So all these things, the indulgence of our flesh and the lust of our flesh, only brings in death.
圣经上说，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
The Bible is very clear that the mind set on the flesh is death, and the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
好，下面我们还要再看另外一个人。
So then we can see one more example in the Bible,
就是讲到。一个信心的果效，一个魂的得救。
And that is an example of the end, the goal of a faith that is the saving of a soul.
这个人叫但以理，大家也都很熟悉。
This person is Daniel, and you should know him very well also.
圣经上讲说，但以理有美好的灵性。
And the Bible says Daniel has a good spirit within him.
Excellent spirit.
Excellent spirit.
那个但以理呢，从哪里开始呢
？Where did he begin?
我们知道，当那时候，以色列人被巴比伦所掳去的。
And we know the Israelites were taken captive by Babylon.
所以巴比伦就把以色列人里面挑了一些最好的少年人，就来把他们带到宫里面呢，然后要让他们来训练他们来服侍巴比伦人。
So the king of Babylon, took some of the best, young people, from the noble royal families and nobles among the Israelites.And took them into the courts of Babylon, so that they can be trained to serve the king.
他们就给他们吃王的这些膳食哈，王的饮用的酒，但是这些很多都是拜偶像的。
And they were given the choice food from the king, but many of these food were used to worship idols.
那但以理呢，他的同伴他们就定义。不让这些食物来玷污他们。
So Daniel with his friend have set their mind that they will not be defiled by the food.
他们就吃素菜喝白水。
And they only ate the vegetables and drank water.
所以我们看到这个人，但以理这个人，他不是被受着这个肉体来决定他要做什么的人。
So we see Daniel was not, his life was not determined by what his flesh wanted.
那我们也感谢主。他是一个有信心的人。
And we thank the Lord, he had the faith.
怎么知道他有信心呢
？How do we know that he has faith?
因为那时候当但以理被立为总长的时候呢，有些人他们就来嫉妒他，说要陷害他。
And we see when Daniel was made the governor over, the commissioner over the whole kingdom, many people became jealous of him.
他们就跟王讲说。要有一个条例，三十天以内呢，不可以有人除了像王以外呢来求什么。
And they tricked the king in giving this decree that within 30 days, no one can make any petition to any god or man besides you, the king.
甚至呢，这个命令呢都是王盖上玉玺，不能更改的。
And this the decree is stamped by the king's signet ring, and it cannot be changed.
但以理知道王有了这个命令，他就回到自己的家里，一天三次双膝跪在神的面前祷告感谢，和素常一样。
And knowing the document was signed, Daniel went back to his house, and he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day and praying and giving thanks to his God.
但以理知不知道违背王命令的结果呢
？And did Daniel know the result of disobeying decree of the king?
是的，他知道。
Of course he knew.
但是感谢主，他是越有信心的人。
But we thank the Lord, he has faith.
他因为信，他就不怕王的命令。
Because of faith, he was not afraid of the decree of the king.
圣经上讲说，他一天三次，双膝跪在神的面前祷告。和素常一样，这是何等美的一个描述。
The Lord had, the Bible gave such a beautiful description that he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, just as usual.
和素常一样。
Just as he had been doing previously.
表示他这个人每天他就是这样子，先到神的面前来祷告。
Meaning that every day he always comes before the Lord, praying and giving thanks.
他让灵来管理魂，魂来管理他的身体。
And his spirit.Was in control of his soul, and his soul was in control of his body.
所以他是一位有美好灵性的人。
And that's why the Bible describes him as one with excellent spirit.
所以神就救他脱离狮子的口。
And that's why God even rescued him out of the mouth of lions.
所以我们何等感谢主，在圣经里面给我们有这样的例子。
So with how we thank the Lord for giving us such an example in the Bible.
可以做一位属灵的人，可以让魂来受。神的来管灵的管理，然后呢，魂来得救，所以呢，这样子我们可以这个人完全被神来得到。
We can see an example of a man who lives in his spirit, that his soul is governed by his spirit, and also his body by his soul, that the outcome is that his soul was saved completely.
我们感谢主，不只是旧约有这样的人物，在主耶稣在新约，主耶稣来到地上，圣经上记载说，首先的亚当成了活的魂，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
And not only in the Old Testament, and even more so when the Lord Jesus came to the earth, the Bible described the first man Adam was a living soul, but the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
神，主耶稣就是那个叫人活的灵。
And our Lord Jesus is that life-giving spirit.
主耶稣自己说，他就是生命的粮，到我自己来了必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And he said himself that I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger anymore. Whoever drinks from me will not thirst anymore.
主耶稣就是那生命的粮。
And our Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
意思是什么呢
？What does that mean?
意思就是主耶稣就是生命树。
That means that he is the tree of life.
我不晓得你曾经有没有这样的想法哈，就是说
I don't know if you have that thought before.
说亚当的失败怎么能够算在我头上呢
？And he, I don't know if you thought how come you can count Adam's failure on my head.
如果你叫我选呢，那我一定会选对的这个。
And if I were Adam, of course I would choose the right tree to eat of.
那个末后的亚当却成了叫人活的灵。
But this last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
是那个生命的粮。
And he became the bread of life.
所以今天我们还可以再做这个选择。
So today we still are giving a choice.
每一个人都有这个选择。
Every one of us received this choice.
你要来拣选生命呢，还是要来拣选知识
？We can choose to choose between life or between knowledge.
我们感谢主，主耶稣他成为一个一个神，一个心意里面。完全的人，他来到地上来给我们做一个很好的榜样。
And we thank the Lord that he became that perfect man, that's a man after God's own heart. And he came to this earth, lived as an example for all of us.
主耶稣说：“神啊，我来了，为要照父的旨意行。
”The Lord says, "I come to do my Father's will."
所以主的身体就是为了要行。父的旨意。
The Lord, he says, you have given me a body to do your will.
不是按自己的意思，乃是要按照神的意思。
Not according to my will, but according to yours.
甚至在客西马尼园，主耶稣的祷告说：“不要成就我的意思，要成就你的意思。”
Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, "Not my will, but yours be done."
在以赛亚书也记载说，主耶稣呢，他预表耶稣，他将命倾倒以至于死。这个命在原文就是魂。
In the book of Isaiah, it describes the Lord Jesus that he poured out his spirit, his soul. He poured out his soul,
以至于死
unto death.
所以感谢主，我们的主耶稣呢，他来地上呢，就做一位圣经上神要的完美的人的一个代表。
And so he became example of a perfect man on earth.
圣经上讲说，他摆因为摆在前头的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架。
And the Bible described him for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
然后忍受了十字架，然后便坐在神宝座的右边。
And now he's seated at the right hand side of the throne of God.
所以他为我们成就的救恩，叫我们可以在亚当里面失去的，可以在基督里面得着。
So that he accomplished this redemption for what we have lost in Adam, we can gain it again in Christ.
好，我们现在再回来看这个幻灯。
And if we may go back to the PowerPoint one more time.
好，很快的看一下啊，就直接慢慢放一下。这个就是神，对不对？
We'll go through it very,
一个大的圈。
Very quickly, the big circle is God Himself.
先造灵。
And He first created our spirit.
然后造魂。
And our soul.
造身体。
And our body.
我们现在可以很快的能够放一下。Keep going. 然后神原来的意思是要人得着他的生命。
His original intent is so that we can receive life from the Spirit.
然后有神的灵，然后有神，然后灵来管理魂，魂来管理身。
Which will affect our soul and our body will be changed.
可是人却失败了。
But from the fall of man, our spirit became dark.
好，接下来，所以人呢，本来就是这个。现在我们没有信主的时候，就在这样的情
形里面。Before we knew Christ, this is our state.
我们信主以后呢，事情就改变了。
And after we believe in Christ, changes begin to happen.
当我们接受主的时候呢，我们里面的灵就得救了。
And as we accept Jesus as our Savior, our spirit became saved.
所以你看到最里面的圆圈，现在就是金色。
So you see in the very innermost circle,it became the color of gold, which became the character of Christ.
天天来跟随主，然后他就会从里面影响到我们外面。
And as we follow Christ day after day, our life will be changed from inside out.
最后呢，我们就会来像他。
And lastly, our body will be made like him.
好，我想大家都有这样的经历。
And I trust you all have such an experience. 啊，
就是有时候你吃苹果或梨的时候呢
，Sometimes that you're eating an apple or a pear.
那里面呢？就是外面看起来很好的
，and on the outside it looks very good.
一切开，里面的心是黑的。
But if you cut it open, the core of it is it's black.
这常常就是我们人里面人的情形。
And you will see that's oftentimes our condition.
以前我总是把那个里面黑的削掉以后呢，外面还是在吃。
And before I would just cut out the dark part, and I will still eat the flesh that is still good.
但是后来我读到一篇文章说，其实里面黑掉的时候呢，其实那个毒素已经在这个整个的苹果的里面。
But then later on, I read a research paper saying if the core of an apple is bad, then the poison it has already spread out throughout the whole fruit.
所以现在我就不敢吃这些坏的品种。
So now I no longer dare to eat the flesh, even though it looks still looks good.
我们里面最重要的人里面就是我们的灵。
So the most important of our life is the spirit within us.
我们的灵要得救。
And our spirit needs to be saved.
还不止这样，当我们灵得救以后呢，我们的魂也要被神来拯救。
But not only so, after our spirit is saved, the Lord wants to save our soul.
怎么样让魂能够得救呢？
How can our soul be saved?
我们要能够有信心来接受神的话。
It is.That we need to receive the word of God through faith.
要在信心里面呢，来跟随神的带领。
That we need to follow His leading through faith.
圣经上讲说，神是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
The Lord says God is holy, so you also need to be holy.
所以愿意在最后呢，特别跟年轻人有这样的勉励。
So at the end, I want to encourage all our young peoples.
我们要让我们的魂怎么样得救呢
？The saving of our soul.
我们要来。相信神的话。
We need to first believe in the word of God.
我们要来跟随主的带领。
And follow the leading of the Lord.
从一个地方开始。
And from the very small area.
圣经上讲说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
And the Lord says, keep your mouth from filthy words.
我想这个世界充满了许多污秽的言语。
Unwholesome word. And this world is filled with unwholesome words.
甚至在学校的里面，大家也是讲一些 不好的话。
Even in school, I'm sure you hear unwholesome words, all the time.
当你打开电视，你去看电影，你很难不听到这些污秽的言语。
If you turn on the TV now, if you go to a movie, it is almost impossible to not hear an unwholesome word.
实际上讲说，你们要圣洁，因为你们神，我们的神是圣洁。
The Bible tells us, be holy as the Father is holy.
要自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就要成为贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
The Lord says, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel of honor, fit for the Master's use.
我们感谢主，他的意思是要我们身体灵魂来蒙的保守，可以全然成圣。
We thank the Lord, it is of God's intent that He wants to keep our soul and body and spirit complete.
愿我们从这件事情开始做起。
Perhaps we can start from this one area.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你造我们，原来是要让我们来彰显神的荣耀。
Lord, you have created us so that we can manifest the glory of God.
主，我们虽然在亚当里面。人失败了。
Even though men have failed in Adam,
但是在基督里面，你把我们能够赎回来，让我们可以站在得胜的地位。
But you have redeemed us in Christ so that we can again stand on the place of victory.
哦，主啊，我们向你承认人的话语何等的有限。
Lord, how we confess that our words are so limited.
主，但愿圣灵对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
让我们用信心把你的话接受到我们的心里面。
So that we can receive your words with our faith.
哦，主啊，让你来掌管我们的全人。
Oh, Lord, may you take hold of our whole being.
让我们在信心的里面也来跟随你。
That we may follow you in faith.
天天生活里面，让我们能够保守自己，成为圣洁。
Lord, that we may keep ourselves and cleanse ourselves and be holy.
好叫我们身体灵魂，主啊，我们都能够全然成圣。
That our body, our soul and spirit can be sanctified entirely.
在主耶稣降临的时候，哦，主啊，我们可以无可指责。
That we can be kept blameless at the coming of Christ.
我们把感谢赞美来归给主。
We give thanks and praises to you.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.